Picking it with Kay and Clay. Picking it with Kay and Clay. Picking it with Kay and Clay. Picking it with Kay and Clay.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You are listening to Kicking It with Kay and Clay. I am Kay, and we have a very special guest with us today. I'm not going to hold you up any further. She is a former U.S. Army JAG officer, which is a prosecutor, and a former special assistant U.S. attorney. So please, everyone, help me welcome my guest, Signa. Hey, Signa.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. You are such a wealth of information.
I do what I can.
So for those who listen to us often, Clay and I have a production company, 1276 Media Productions. And on our other podcast that we produce, All the Way There, we had Signa on that show. You want to check that out. We're going to do a part two as well. We were talking about everything that's currently going on about the poor George Floyd and what happened there with the cops. And we are going to pick it up again and just go over there and check that out. But tonight, I wanted to talk about the executive order, social media executive order that Trump, usually I say 45, that Trump signed, and we just want to talk about that and what merit it has, if anything. So, Signa, so what's your whole thought on this? I mean, I have my thoughts, but whatever.
Sure. So, of course, because of my background and training, of course, I have to go research and see. On face value, when I saw it, I was like, it's actually not worth the paper it's written on. But then, mm-hmm. of course, if I'm going to talk to people about it, I need to speak.
Uh-oh. So we kind of, I don't know if we lost signal.
You know, I got you. There we go.
Oh, okay, here we are. Okay.
I took a look at it. I actually brought it up. It's, if you want to go look it up, it's Executive Order on Preventing Online Censorship. It was issued on May the 28th, 2020. And it is interesting to read. What it goes into is it talks about U.S. Code portion called the Communications Decency Act, which is Section 230C. Mm-hmm. It's 47 USC 230C, if you want to look, Google it and look it up. But basically what that code does is it gives immunity to online communities to be able to censor certain content and that sort of thing from civil liabilities for internet service providers. They can remove and restrict content from their services that they deem to be obscene, lewd, lascivious, filthy, excessively violent, harassing, or otherwise objectionable, whether or not such material is constitutionally protected. Now, before I go deep into that act, you know, Trump and his followers love the Constitution. The only part of the Constitution that's realistic is the con part. Because they literally have no idea what the Constitution says. No. And I don't know if anybody has this. I'll hold it up. Well, the camera can't pick it up. But go get you a pocket Constitution. Go get you a pocket Constitution. You know, you can get it in bookstores. You know, it'll say the Constitution of the United States of America. And it has, you know, all the articles, and then it has the amendments. Mm-hmm. So the amendment that's pertinent here is the First Amendment that they, you know, yes. love to violate. And, you know, it's like, you know, trying to nail it because in double talk all the time.
I think we have a little technical difficulties a little bit. Can you,
We're good.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. I can see you.
Okay.
So he speaks in circular terms, and I believe it is purposeful so he can, you know, deny later that he actually said something or mm-hmm. whatever. So when we look at the First Amendment, it says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, prohibiting the freedom, free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, press, the right of the people peaceably to assemble, what folks are doing right now, and to mm-hmm. petition the government for redress of grievances. That's protesting.
Right.
So that's it. That's what it says. But when you look at, when you, and as a federal prosecutor, you know, I had to know the U.S. Code inside out, upside down, and be able to interpret it, because I actually served part of my duty in the United States Army in the Civil and Administrative Law Division, where I interpreted statutes okay. for commanders and all that kind of stuff. You know, when they were going to try to do something, I could tell them, I would write an opinion on it. Yeah, you can do that. And this statute okay. backs you up, or no, you cannot do that because the statute says you cannot do that. And I'll tell a quick story a little later, how I had a Few Good Men episode one time. With a couple.
yeah, he's trying to go Jack Nicholson on you.
Oh yeah. Oh, and let me tell you, I was a scared little girl. I was like,
yeah, you
home of the infantry, and he could kill me and they would never find my body.
Okay.
But I stood my ground, and I don't think he saw my legs shaking and, you know, about face, and I was out of the office. I was like, I just told you what I told you. No. Yeah. But anyway, so the First Amendment and all the amendments are speaking to what government can do.
Right.
Not what private industry can do.
Mm.
That's what people don't understand.
Mm.
This is regulating the government. This is not regulating private entities. Now, there are some more statutes, not the Constitution, that will, you know, subject private industry to certain things. And that's where this act that he cites in his little executive order, it's Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. You can pull that up. That's where that comes into play, because it starts talking about how it applies and the limits thereof to the private sectors, because Congress can, you know, do certain things like mm-hmm. that. So in this, so I'm going to give you the law first, and then we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
So in analyzing the availability of the immunity, they have... each of these three prongs that they have to satisfy to benefit. The person must be a provider or user, which they define, and of an interactive computer service, which Twitter is.
Yeah.
Anything that's brought against them must assert that internet service treated the defendant as a publisher or speaker, and they do define that of the harmful information. And then the information must be provided by another information content provider. And the defendant can't be the information content provider or the harmful information. So that's a lot of legalese to say that there are certain areas, these three things must be, which Twitter is. It satisfies all of that. But then it goes and talks about that the immunity is not unlimited. So there are some limits, and it's in the area of privacy violations or intellectual property claims. Full stop, we're done. So that's why
yeah. I say,
and other legal people say, you don't have intellectual property, and it wasn't a privacy issue. So where are you hanging your hat on this? He has no stance. Basically, so let's just talk through the practical application of what's going on. He does nothing, like yesterday, and you know, I know that's another show, but his whole thing about, you know, he's going to put the military out in the streets and stuff. Yeah, good luck with that. You have no authority to do that.
Right.
But he does that, you know, you need to take control and be an authority and stuff while he's, you know, gassing people, you know, that are just being peaceful so he can walk across and wave his Bible for his evangelicals. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't have the authority of the or the power to do most of the stuff he tries to do.
Right.
Now, that being said, they have him
he kind of going out again. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay.
Okay.
So the problem later on and for generations that we're going to have is that him and Moscow Mitch have packed the courts with their sycophants. And most of their sycophants, I don't know if you guys watch, I'm a nerd, and because of my background, you know, I watched a lot of the hearings. Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
No judgment.
It's what I do. And these people haven't tried cases. You can't be a judge and you've never tried a case? Are you out of your mind?
Wait a minute. So you talking about for the Supreme Court?
No, I'm talking about the district courts.
Oh, the district. Okay.
What people don't understand is the federal courts are for life, yes. Even if it's the district court. So they're nominating these young sycophants that are going to do their bidding for generations. So they're going to be interpreting these laws. And of course, interpretation of laws, the courts should be non-political. It should be. But, you know, they're putting people in there only for political purposes. And we're actually starting to see that happen in this country with some of the judgments. And those of us that have been around for decades are like, what's happening? Especially those of us that have practiced in federal court. Okay. And we're like, what is happening? That would never happen anywhere. And then when you look at the Supremes, you know, right now they're packed and everybody, let's go ahead and join our faith for RBG. Come on. RBG needs to stay healthy.
Yes.
I'm praying for RBG because he cannot have a third. He cannot have a third.
I don't know if you heard, I think it was today that Mitch Turtle McConnell, he looks just like a turtle. Like the one from the Bugs Bunny when they was running. But he was saying, no, not Mitch. I'm sorry. I said incorrect. It was Lindsey Graham.
Oh,
Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham's. He was calling on the older judges, Supreme Courts, to retire so that the Republicans can appoint. Yeah, I'm like, what?
Yeah, they're doing it fully in our view. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know you and I talked about this. I'm, of course, a student of history. Mm-hmm. And one of the periods that I just yearn for is World War II and what happened in Nazi Germany and, you know, that sort of thing. And I swear I am watching it unfold right before our eyes. And people can say what they want to. Those people are idiots. Even, you know, like we talked about before, even Trump's gesturing, he has studied Hitler. You know, his wife has
I think that's his idol.
Yeah, he has read Mein Kampf, you know, several times. I can tell.
Wait a minute, you said his wife said what now? Because, you know, we hardly hear from her.
That's his favorite book. While he's telling the evangelicals that the Bible is his favorite book, you know, 2 Corinthians, he's he's really reading Mein Kampf. And it's like a playbook. He is literally, and some of my friends that have known me for years, when this first started, they were like calling me and they're going, Sig. And I was like, keep watching. You know, and the little people, and I know we're getting a little off topic, but the little people at the state capitals and stuff. Yeah, those are his brown shirts. Those are the people that he, his brown shirts. Well, I say the United States of America is different than Germany during that time because we got more guns in the United States of America than we have people. Yeah. So good luck with that, brown shirts.
Good luck with that. You're not. Right. And speaking of And like you said, with the whole Hitler fascination, you know, because I saw some of this too, like when he was campaigning, you know, and because it was something else that he did regarding like censorship that he wanted to do. And I'm like, he's taking a play out of Hitler's book when Hitler, you know, was silencing like the media and stuff like that.
Absolutely. That's why, you know, it was Italy's dictator that used to call the press the enemy of the state. That's where he's getting that. Mussolini. He's getting that from Mussolini. He is literally coming out of the dictator's playbook.
Yeah.
A lot of his stuff is Mein Kampf. So I'll get us back on subject. So back to this social media, whatever it is he signed, executive order. He is, in fact, because he is, you know, his office is a government office, by him trying to do what he's trying to do to Twitter and social media, he's actually violating the First Amendment of the Constitution. Because the government shall not.
Yes.
The government shall not. So do you see where we're going?
Yes. Here? Yes, he is. So, has anybody called him out on this?
Yeah. And there are several lawsuits that have been filed. Text companies, Facebook, Google, Twitter have sued him already. It was in the Post.
Wait, Facebook?
even Zuckerberg. Don't get started. I'll let you go on him. But okay. They're arguing exactly what I'm saying. His actions are violating the Constitution, you know, which is what,
you know, where this all came from. This, he had a temper tantrum because Twitter had the galls, you know, to fact check the president of the United States. And I don't know if he think that he is uncheckable, but that's where this all came from. And as we get Cigna back, so I'm gonna keep on going until her audio gets back in. But like Cigna was saying, pretty much this executive order is nothing but a ploy, pretty much probably a distraction. But again,
all right, I'm back.
It's
there you are. So I don't know.
Yeah, but so it's because he had a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
You know, and because, you know, because like you said, Twitter had the kahunas, you know, to check him. And because he think that he can't be checked. So when I said on that it's kind of dangerous, I think it's dangerous because what he wants to do.
Correct. You are absolutely correct. He's trying to get them to comply. He can't do it legally. He's trying to get them to, for the fear factor. Apparently, he's scared Zuckerberg because Zuckerberg's going on.
Oh, Zuckerberg is shaking in his boots.
Yeah, he's shaking in his boots. I need him to, you know, become a man someday. Yes. But it's just intimidation. He's a bully. He's a bully. Yes. And that's how you have to look at him. He's a bully. It will only work if we acquiesce. If we say, okay, because that's how it happened in Germany. People had to say, okay, we're all right with this. And the former Republican Party, you know, have already done that. But trust me, and you know, I'm very political, so let me go ahead and say that. Go ahead and put that disclaimer out there. But I'm not a Democrat, because I get into it with Democrats like you wouldn't believe, because I think they're weak. And they don't stand for anything. So, and our very democracy is at stake. You know, I actually tweeted to Speaker Pelosi the other day. I'm like, do your job.
Why is she just laying in the cut? I mean, every now and then she'll come out, you know, peek a little head, but.
Yeah. And, you know, she does a little clap, and I did like the clap because I am petty. I am petty. I will tell you.
Yeah.
Viola Shades thing. I was like, all right, Nancy. Right. But Nancy needs to do her job, okay? And, you know, we'll do a little segue into that. The whole impeachment thing, any federal prosecutor was like, why didn't you charge bribery?
Right.
It was bribery on its face. You were asking somebody to do something.
I mean, like, it's like we had them.
We were all like this. I mean, every time something happens, I have friends that are now judges and stuff, you know, because we've been out here for almost 30 years. Oh, Lord, it's been almost 30 years. But anyway, we've been out here a while. And I'll call them and I'm like, all right, did I forget something? And they're like, no, you ain't forgot nothing. I was like, you know, because I haven't practiced in years. But I was just like, am I forgetting something? Is something change in the law? They're like, no, we're scratching our heads too. I mean, we're all like this. What is happening? Yeah. So, you know, he doesn't have a leg to stand on with this. But to your point about the danger in it, the danger is if we don't push back on him.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't push back, you know, he can get a few people in the government. Apparently, Bill Barr, did you hear that Bill Barr is the one that ordered that yesterday?
Yeah.
He needs to be prosecuted when this is all done. He really needs to be prosecuted.
Both of them.
And if I have anybody in the military that's currently in the military that's listening to this when this is broadcast, don't you dare follow an unlawful order to hurt a civilian, because you will get prosecuted when this is all said and done. This man has an expiration date. Now, I'm praying that his expiration date is January 20, 2021. Come on.
Right. That's touch and agree. For real.
Because we won't be the United States in 4 years. Yeah. We will not be the United States in 4 years. Because he has gone after every institution. They're calling it norms. No, he's going for the big stuff. And he's doing like a raptor checking a fence, you know. Oh, is that electrified?
Okay. Mm. You right, know, like a little kid, like trying to engage how hot the stove is.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got away with that. Because as you will notice, every time he gets away with something, he does something more drastic.
But most report was issued, like,
and the next day, yeah.
I don't get it.
And we just sit back and go, okay, we're okay with that. And I, you know, I'm no longer married, but I was married when he first took office.
Mm-hmm.
And my ex-husband used to be like, I'm going to make you get off social media and you cannot watch TV, because I would literally stand in the living room and scream at the TV and stuff. Cause I'm like, what is happening? You know, because I, you know, being a veteran and he uses us and we hate it. Every veteran that I know, and I know a lot of them, we hate it when he uses us. It's like, cut it out. You don't care about us. And you're the anti everything we stood for.
So when you say that, you know, you guys hate when he uses you, like, can you give some examples of?
So of that. When he's doing I'll use Cap. I'll use Colin Kaepernick.
Okay. Oh right. Okay.
A SEAL told him to kneel, and the flag is a symbol, and the anthem is a song.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't sign a blank check for a piece of cloth and a song.
Mm-hmm.
We signed a blank check, and I signed it twice in different, you know, because I was enlisted the first time and I came back as an officer.
Okay.
I signed it twice because I have six little boys and a little girl that call me Gigi.
Yeah.
That need to be able to walk around free and unencumbered, you know, when Gigi closes her eyes for the final time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've kicked their parents to the curb because, you know, they've grandchildren now. I don't care about them.
Right.
Give me grandchildren and go away. But anyway, but you know, we don't like it. And you know, I've part of veterans groups. There's one called Vets Forward, and they're a progressive veterans group. And, you know, and it's a lie. I've had reporters talk to me. I had a CNN reporter talk to me a couple of months ago before the virus hit. And, you know, because I was a veteran and I'm a progressive, and he's like, well, aren't all veterans, you know, right leaning? I said, no, we're not. Mm-hmm. I said, actually, when we're in the military, we're nothing leaning, because yeah. I, as a military officer, can't have a political opinion.
Right.
I serve the Constitution. I don't serve the man. And that's where people are getting it twisted. We don't serve the man. We honor the role of the man, but we serve the Constitution of the United States. That was our oath. And that was actually his oath, which he is just pissing on every day. Yeah. And it pisses us off, because first of all, you never served. You got 5 deferments, you know, you, and he just tries to exude that, you know, I'm the biggest patriot. If we were on fire, he wouldn't, excuse my French, piss on us to put us out.
Right. He would run. Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't sign bills that will help us or help veterans. Now, I'm blessed that I don't have to go to a VA. And yeah. I told my family, unless I'm bleeding out of every orifice and there is not another hospital within, you know, 50 miles, don't you take me to the VA, you know, because mm-hmm. I can literally go to the VA. I'm a veteran. Mm-hmm. Don't take me to the VA. Not that they don't have good people, but they're so poorly managed, you know, that it's just sad. I mean, I have a sister that, you know, is an orthopedist for the VA in Houston, but they're swamped and they're not well funded. And, you know, it's awful to say.
It's awful how the government, how we treat our vets. It's like, yeah. you want them to put their lives on the line, but yet, you know, once they're done, you won't take care of them.
Yeah. And actually, they're not taking care of active duty soldiers. One of the things that bothered me when I was in is if you were a specialist or below, meaning a specialist, a private first class, private two, most of them are on food stamps. Shame mm-hmm. on us. Shame on us. That we're not paying them enough that they don't have to go get food stamps.
That's a shame.
You know, so this nation, you know, it's worse for those of us that were African Americans, because, you know, we love this country, but this country doesn't always love us. Mm-hmm. So, but it, you know, when the people are waving flags and calling themselves patriots, you know, we can spot them from a mile away. It's like, baby, if I dropped a book right now, you'd wet yourself. Okay. You're not ready. You're not ready.
Right.
You're just not ready. You know, and I, you know, I was never in combat because I had a praying mama, apparently. every time I would change duty stations, though, my replacement would immediately be activated or sit overseas. And I was like, cut it out, Mom. She's like, I'm just saying. You don't need to be in harm's way. So, but this president, I didn't call him the president. I want
right.
you.
Right. I'm like, oof.
This person sitting in the people's house is usually how I refer to him. He has no, he is way in over his head. He has no experts around him to tell him you can't do that. So him and Stephen Miller are trying to do all kinds of things. And Stephen Miller doesn't have a legal background. Mm-mm. You know, he didn't go to law school. You know, he wrote the immigration bill, in the courts.
Look at who he appointed over HUD, a freaking neurosurgeon.
A neurosurgeon that I don't know if he's asleep or not half the time. I'm like, hey, Dr. Carson, wake up. We're doing something here.
So, yeah, the whole administration. Purposes, one of them was just to undo everything that President Obama did. And it's because as soon as he went in, he just went and just, you know, took everything back.
Yeah. And Steve Bannon, you know, even though he's gone, we hear that he's still in his ear, but he basically wanted to dismantle everything. That was his whole thing. He wants to dismantle everything and just, you know, redo it the way they want it done. So I don't know. It's hard to watch our country go through this. It's been hard. And trust me, the day after on November 6th or whenever my phone stopped buzzing beside my bed on election night, I was mad for, I think I went through all the emotions in 24 hours and then I held on to mad. And then, so I've been fighting since then. I've been fighting everything I can get my hands on to fight this man. I fight him. So, and like we talked about on the other thing,
this is just not the night. But we're going to get through this because it's a lot that is being given unto us, this information. So just bear with us. And there she is.
Yeah, here I am back. You know, everybody needs to get involved.
Yeah.
And we all need to get active and fight. You know, I'm made a different way. I'm made as an advocate, and I'm made as a fighter. That's how I'm made. I understand that everybody's not made like me. But there are things that you can do, and there are things that you can do at your local level, because that's where it's going to start. It's going to start at the local level, and we're going to build those people, and we're going to be the influencers. So I just need your audience to understand, we need to be the influencers of things that are happening in our government, from the down ballot all the way up to the top of the ballot. So,
yeah.
And you know, this man, you know, when he does things, you know, you guys, we carry a computer in our hands, research stuff.
Yeah.
Half the stuff he's doing is just so frivolous. You know, we're rolling. Sometimes it's so frivolous. I question myself. I'm like, wait a minute, what? Can he do? And I'm like, wait a minute, come back.
You have to question yourself.
Yeah, like this. How is that even a thing? That's not a thing.
I'm just in disbelief of the things that has been going on ever since he came in office, and the things that he's seemingly getting away with. And like you expressed on the next day after the election, I think a lot of us went through some stuff when I went to work. It was so somber in the office. I mean, we were walking around like it's like we looked defeated, you know. It was just like and that night I went to yoga, because I did yoga at 8 p.m. on Thursday nights to wrap up my work week. And the yoga teacher, she was like, just, you know, lay down and just take away everything, like the election. I mean, she just went there, like, you know. I'm sure, because I was in Birmingham, so I'm sure it was some people that, you know, that was happy that he was in. But I was like, it was crazy. And then, like you said, getting involved, that's when I actually gotten involved with different organizations, like Move On. Like that weekend, it was like a call to people who want to serve and be an advocate. And it was like, it's, you know, it started off strong. It was like a lot of us in the room, and it was like different issues that you wanted to tackle that they had people sectioned off. And, you know, cause like for me, what I'm really an advocate on is like voting suppression and the crowding of the prison systems, and, you know, because because we're the ones that's affected really by that, but and other things. So he's definitely, I can say that 45 definitely like upped my involvement in different areas.
Yeah, he's revealed the dirty underbelly of this country that we were playing like we didn't see anymore, and we were trying to be content. Yeah, it's time out for that, because we don't have 4 more years to endure this. We won't make it. We won't make it. And this ideal of a democracy is just that. It's an ideal. And it only works if the people say it works. Mm-hmm. And I wish people would understand the power that we have. Mm-hmm. Those people in DC, the people in state capital, if we decide, look at this pandemic. If we say we're not doing something, please, people, wear your mask, wash your hands,
yes,
do all that, because it's taking us.
Yeah.
Social distance, you know, I've had some issues with people that walk up on me, you know, I guess I need 10 feet, but you know, give me at least 6. Or I might, you know, pow and you look at you. But anyway, you know, do the things that we need to do. But you know, the other people that weren't doing that, and they're everywhere here in Arizona, because we're a purple state, you know, because of the big cities. The big cities are blue, so we're purple. But go up in the northern Arizona and the mountains and stuff, yeah, baby, that's Trump country.
Mm.
An hour from me is Trump country. I had to go up there for something political, and everybody that knew me was worried. I was like, y'all know I'm packing. I got 7 magazines with me. If they
is Arizona a stand your ground state?
Well, Arizona is the Wild West. We can open carry. So we the Wild West. Everybody is carrying. I think that's why we don't have situations here. Because everybody's caring. Okay. It's like, all right, I mean, take your chances if you want to.
Okay.
We all packing, you know. And I notice, you know, when I go shooting and, you know, I go buy my ammo, because I'm now buying ammo every paycheck.
You doing that much shooting?
because right now, because of, you know, what's going on and people are buying up guns and stuff, most ammo shops will only sell you one box of ammo,
okay,
caliber. So every time I get paid, I go buy another box of caliber, because this is a fortress. This here is a fortress.
Yes.
If my alarm goes off in the middle of the night, baby, I'm gonna give them a choice, and I'm a you know, minister of Christ to them, because they're gonna meet him soon.
We gotta make sure that they, you know.
To show up and you don't know him, you know, so I'm gonna just introduce you to it. So I just bought a new Mossberg 500S Tactical, which is a beautiful weapon, and it's got a pistol grip. It's actually it's so smooth, not really a recoil. So I'm gonna give him a choice. You want the 40 or you want the Mossberg? Choose, you know, because everything is a choice.
Yeah,
but you're not walking out of here upright. So you know, the last thing I'll say to, you know, you and the people that are listening to this, you know, pocket constitution, computer in your hand, use your computer and your pocket constitution, and stop with the conspiracy theories. Ask yourself questions. When people inbox you stuff, now I don't go off on people when they inbox me stuff. I just ignore it, because I get all kind of conspiracy theories, and people call me, I heard the martial law. I said, do you know how many people there are in the military? We have 300 million people. Do you know how many people it would take to enact martial law in the whole United States? Mm-hmm. Our military is not that big. Not with the active duty, not with the reserves and the National Guard together.
Okay.
Now they could do an area of the country. They could do DC or LA, you know, but they can't do the whole United States. They can't. They don't have that many people. I need people to use common sense. You know, he can try to declare martial law all he wants to, you know, you don't have that kind of force with you unless people just
wants it. He wants it so badly.
He does.
He wants to be in that category, like we said early, of the list of dictators. And he's a textbook narcissist. Everything is always about him. And like you said, we cannot afford 4 more years with him. And it's going to take the ones that voted for him to not vote for him again.
Well, they don't outnumber us, so we're trying to get the young people in this. We're like, hey, come vote. And, you know, at our national conference with one of the organizations, I'm with Indivisible. I have two groups here in Arizona that I'm on the steering committee for. But, you know, we told them we went to sleep. We went to sleep.
Do you believe the whole interference with Russia thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, we were interfered.
So that can happen again.
Yeah, it could happen. Well, it didn't. It had influence. So it could have influence. His numbers are not there. Now, I'm not talking about polls. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about if all of his people voted and all the people that think like us vote, he's going to lose by a landslide.
Okay.
But we got to get people to the polls. That's why mail-in ballots are important. That's why all of that kind of stuff is important. We must get people to vote. And that's why the Trumpists, because they're not Republicans, the Trumpists are fighting us, because if they know he's not going to win.
Like I said earlier with Lindsey Graham, he want them to retire, hurry up and retire, because I'm like, oh, you must don't believe that your boy going to get it again.
they know their boy is done. I need Uncle Joe to go the step out of his game. I tweeted to him the other day too. I was like, dude, do like you did in 2016. Act like you already the president and do this thing.
Yeah.
Stop laying back. Don't do the Hillary. And think he's going to self-destruct. He's not. His followers are die hard, baby.
Die hard. Okay.
Democrats are so wishy-washy. We kill our own wounded. Girl, don't.
And I'm like you though. I'm more progressive.
Yeah.
So I was kind of mad because my guy was, I like Bernie.
Yeah.
So my guy was Bernie. My second was, I liked Elizabeth. And a lot of the Bernie people, they got on my nerve, like for the last election. You know, because it's not like Bernie or bust. No, we cannot afford not to vote or, you know, go with since the Democrats, you know, mess Bernie up, which they did. They screwed him over for the nomination.
With Hillary, I will say.
With Hillary.
Yeah, they plotted and planned with Hillary. It was evident. And I was kind of supporting him in the beginning too. And I was like, Elizabeth was mine this time, you know. Okay. And you know, I have my little Elizabeth gear and stuff. And
yeah, I saw you on Facebook.
I put it up and I was like, okay, we'll wait. She had a plan.
She did have a plan. And I was with her too, because like I said, I was like, I felt the burn, you know, last election cycle. And this time I did switch a little bit to Elizabeth, because I was like, well, Bernie, you don't want to give us our reformations, you know? So that's what did it.
I'm not going to spend the time, you know, saying anything adverse about Bernie. I think his intentions are usually good, but people needed to listen to him a little more closely, especially people that look like us, because he said, that's what I do. I listen to people. I'm like, what did you just say? Because he said more than one time, you know, racism is not the problem in this country. Mm-hmm. So says the white man. Yeah, I said it. I'm sorry. Delete that part.
No.
I'm like, what? You know, and what he was saying, I got the gist of what he was saying. It's more a classist system, which, but systematic racism is real.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe. That's why cities are burning right now.
Yeah.
Because it's real. So don't poo-poo that. And then when you talk about no reparations, here's the deal. Yeah. I didn't plan for the reparations because I'm a warm person. Either get rid of my student loans or I don't pay taxes for 10 years.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
I mean, I still take my 40 acres and a mule, though. You know, I can still take a mule.
But I would prefer you have Sally Mae go away somewhere. I'm almost 60 and I'm still paying all. And when I didn't feel so bad, me and one of my girlfriends from law school, when Barack and Michelle were like, yeah, we just paid off our student loans. It was like, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So, Okay. So as we get Signa back, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay. All right. But yeah. So it like you said, it the young people most definitely, because that was a huge advantage with President Barack Obama. And because a lot of young people came out in droves, and the absentee ballots, and that's why he got all up in arms, you know, saying what he said about the absentee ballots here in Michigan, you know, and that's when Twitter, when you know, fact checked him.
She said he's such a liar. He's such a liar.
Everything that comes out of his mouth is a liar. Is a lie. So I don't understand why people anyway.
Yeah, so it's really important on who he Biden selects as his running mate. I'll take Kamala or Elizabeth. I would prefer Elizabeth because I think Elizabeth would possibly pull in a lot of the Bernie people. And we gotta win. We gotta win.
See, and I'm both for him regardless, but I really was a Kamala fan.
I'm not really a Kamala fan, but you know,
people say I like Stacey Abrams, but people say that they think that she's not really ready for that yet. But I like her.
She's ready, and I met her a couple months ago because I have that life. But anyway, she's phenomenal. She is phenomenal. Yes. She's smart. Not yet. 8 to 12 years. She needs to be involved for about 8 to 12 years. Build that base because she's got a base, but it's not big enough. Okay. We need somebody that's going to bring it.
And so I think it might be Kamala or Kamala, however you pronounce her name. I think it might be her because he want to get that, you know, the people of color with him. So.
And like to your point, I don't know that she draws that. I would rather see her like the AG or something. If she was AG, let me tell y'all what's about to happen.
She would make a great AG.
Yeah, she would be an amazing AG. We played this game in Invisible where we were doing, I started it. I was like, you know, my dream, you know, cabinet would be her as AG, you know, Bernie as, you know, this and this person is that, and Barack as a Supreme Court justice. Lay down in that. All right, I'm back.
That would be awesome.
Ultimate middle finger to 45. Yeah, that would. And he's more than qualified. He's more than qualified. Yeah, he was that was what he did. He was a constitutional law attorney, you know. So he was, if you notice when he was first sworn in, he had to tell Roberts the words. So I'm just saying, I noticed little things like that. So
I didn't have the privilege to. While I loved him as a person, back then, my beliefs was different. So thank God I'm out of that. And, you know, I have a whole new belief and perspective, on these issues. And not just two issues that, you know.
Yeah, and I really, in the beginning, I didn't support him. I was more of a Hillary supporter at the time. But once he started, and then when the tides turned for me, and I'll tell y'all, I am not as deep as people think I am. I'm very petty. When they came after Michelle, and he backed them off from Michelle, I was like, oh, shoot.
He had your vote, huh?
I was like this. He is not playing with y'all about his woman, okay? Mm-hmm. He backed them all the way up off her. And I was like, maybe I need to look at him again. So, I wasn't convinced. I thought it was too soon for him at the time. Mm-hmm. And I knew about him when he was a senator, a U.S. senator and stuff like that. But I was like, is it time for him? I didn't think America would do it. So,
yeah, I was happy when he won it, you know, for the culture, you yeah. know, but
for our community, you know,
yeah.
I talked to my son. I called him that night. Was like, there is no ceiling, bruh. Do your thing. Yeah. Be who you are. So. Yeah. So
just as we just come back around, so basically 45, no type of merit where this social media executive order is concerned. But the danger lies in him wanting to censor us pretty much. Mm-hmm. And a government censorship is not good.
And he actually is himself, in trying to do this, violating the First Amendment to the Constitution, because he represents the government. He thinks he's the government, but he represents the government, and he can't infringe on people's free speech. And exactly what he's trying to do with this frivolous executive order is unconstitutional. There was one more point I was going to make, and I forgot what it was. Oh, well.
I can just hear him in like the Oval or somewhere, and you know, his people trying to tell him, no, you can't do that. He's like, how come I can't do this? I'm the president, you know, because he has no clue.
And what people need to understand about him, you know, because, you know, you said it earlier, he's a narcissist. I mean, he is like textbook. But you also have to understand how that was made. He's been wealthy his whole life. No one has ever told him no. Mm-hmm. And how dare you unworthy people tell me no. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No one has ever told. People have been basically going along with him his whole entire life. That's why I don't understand why, I'm going to use their term, people in middle America think that he cares about them. He told them, well, if you're going to die, wait, vote first and then die.
Right. He don't care about the farmers. He don't care about them. So I'm hoping, you know, people just wake up. Just wake up. I mean, it's going to be some that, you know, like the racist people, they're going to vote for him regardless. But as far as the, you know, I'm not even talking about the evangelicals, because they on another level. I'm a Christian. I am so not an evangelical. Okay. So like a lot of these Christians really need to wake up. You know what I mean? Yeah, we have a choice and everything like that. And I know the two issues that's concerning to you, because again, I used to vote according to those two issues only. But you know, even God himself give us a choice. And like I was telling someone on there, a pastor on his Facebook page, I said, God gave us a choice. And it seems like, because my brother said this to me one day, I was like, you're right. It seems like the Republicans, they want to take away your right to choose. You know, Democrats and other people, you know, one thing about them is that they want to protect your right to choose. Now, whether you agree or not, you still have a choice. And that's how our Father is. You know, he gives us a choice.
Well, this is how I hit the Christian crowd with that mess. God's not choosing heaven or hell for us. If he's not choosing heaven or hell, and that's what all he wants, why would he choose whether a woman carries a baby? Now, my beliefs are it's a
right.
baby.
Right. Exactly.
And I told my kids, don't flush my grandchildren.
Yes.
Gigi, and going about your business.
Yeah.
But that's me.
Yes.
I can't. And I'm concerned. And I guess this will go into kind of into our topic. Where's the line? If we start making those choices, you mm-hmm. know, so you can't do this with your body. Well, now we believe you can't do that with your body. Mm-hmm. And now we believe, where's the line? The mm-hmm. line keeps getting blurrier and blurrier. And after a while, we'll look up and we'll be China, where they'll tell us you can have one kid yeah. if we allow you to do that.
Right.
And you have a certificate to do that. So where's the line? Where's the line? And I am not pro-abortion.
Mm-hmm. Me neither. I'm not
a choice. Mm-hmm. You make that choice. Now, you may not believe what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You may believe it's a clump of tissue until a certain extent. I believe if you leave that clump of tissue alone, the end result is a child.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't inflict my beliefs on other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And you know, they're trying to be God where that's not what we were told to do.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. So. All right. Okay. You have any last points you want to say before we wrap up?
Well, I'll just say, you know, stay informed. Make your own mind up.
Yes.
About things. Stop listening to every people inboxing you and sending you foolishness. You know, think it through. Ask questions. Why would they do this? And I'll give you a quick example.
Mm-hmm.
The picture of the murderer of Mr. Floyd. Well, that's not really him. Okay, so ask yourself this. Why would they post a booking photo of somebody else? What's the conspiracy there? See, Donald Trump has got us to the point where we're questioning everything. Even the stuff we see and hear. That is how Hitler won. That's how Hitler won. When you start questioning everything, like I said, I get people calling me going, well, I heard, and I wouldn't say this in front of nobody else. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there's been plagues before. The bubonic plague, the Spanish flu, you know, I can name them. So that's not God. That's not my God. I mean,
maybe
I serve a different God. And stuff, but that's not my God. So I want to leave people with, please think for yourself. One of the things that I use that helps me, because I'm very opinionated, as you can probably tell, like if I listen to a debate, I listen to the debate. And then as soon as it's over, I turn the TV off because I don't need anybody to interpret what I just heard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I speak English. I understand. Don't tell me how to think. I need people to think. I need you to think for yourself. Stop listening. You can listen. And if you do listen to stuff, listen to different stuff. Listen to different points of view. Because how do you defend what you believe if you don't know what somebody else is saying?
That's true.
So you may be right or you may be wrong.
Right.
All changed. We've all changed. I voted for Ronald Reagan the first time I could vote. Does that tell you anything?
And I voted for W twice.
Yeah. I voted for John McCain the first time he ran. You know, I was a different person then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was a different person then. So
yes, yeah, same here. Yeah. Like I said, you have to do, and I just want to piggyback on what you said. You have to research for yourself, you know, don't just take the sayings of, you know, certain leaders, people in positions. I mean, it's good because, you know, because they have their opinions, you know, and everybody interpret the, you know, the Bible their own way, whether they want to admit that or not.
Mm-hmm.
But study for yourself. That's why the word says study to show thyself approved. You know, make sure you study and know for yourself. I can just go on and on.
Yes. What I'll say is I'm not going to use no names because I love, you know, people amazingly. I love certain people amazingly and I will always love them.
Yes.
But we were taught extremely well.
Yes.
And that teaching got us here.
Yes.
Because we were always told, don't believe a preacher if he can't show it in the Bible. And then you read the whole context of the Bible and make up your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Again, again, it was awesome. So are you going to join us on Sunday for part two?
Yes. And can y'all send me something? Because I'm not getting alerts. And I don't know if I need to go on and say, alert me when they're coming on. I don't know. Because I saw some of the ones that you guys did. And I was like, and Patsy called me. She goes, did you hear him? And I was like, no. I was upset. She was like, oh, God, they were so good. I was like, right.
So, again, to everybody's like, what they're talking about, if you're coming in a little bit later, we have a here at Kicking It with Kay and Clay, our sister podcast, which we also kind of produce, that's under our umbrella for right now, called All the Way There Podcast. And Signa was on our show this past Sunday. We were talking about everything all the unrest that's going on. And the people, our audience over there, they wanted a part two. So we're going to do a part two this Sunday. We go live at 4:30 Eastern time. So thanks again, Signa. And I look forward to chatting with you on Sunday about some issues that's very pertinent in today's time and environment. And to everybody listening, thank you so much. And you know what we do. We're going to see you back next week. And thank you again. And just click like, share, subscribe to us. We're on every major streaming platform. And we're on YouTube if you want to see the podcast. Okay. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening and watching Kicking It with Kay and Clay. Hold on, Signa. Okay.
Kicking it with Kay and Clay. Kicking it with Kay and Clay. Kicking it with Kay and Clay. Kicking it with Kay and Clay.